How's your golf game?
Terrible.
No way.
Absolutely. I've already golfed once in my life, so this won't be the second time. I'm not going to get embarrassed out here with my teammates.
What a setup.
Miles, how are things different for you heading into your second season? What's kind of your mindset?
Healthier. You know, I know my playbook better, so definitely going to try to maneuver around it and bend the rules a little bit so I can be as effective as I can.
Did you add weight or anything, or are you pretty much the way you left it?
I shifted around a little bit more muscle than fat than last time, but around the same weight.
Just different
proportions.
Yeah.
When you look at around at all the talent that's been added to the team, what are your thoughts on just how much better you guys can be this year?
I think we can be better on both sides. You know, we have a lot of improvements to make on, you know, our red zone defense and, you know, third down, to stop in the pass, making sure that we can't extend drives for them. And then on offense, you know, they know what they have to take care of. You know, they got to be better. And I feel like, you know, we have the guys put in place to do that.
You're going to have a very different looking secondary. So what do you think of the guys they brought in? And, you know, Jabril probably playing strong safety this year.
I think they're going to, you know, do their job and give us time to do ours. They will, you know, have plenty of time to get after the passer, and me and Emmanuel will have a little competition going, maybe.
Did you feel like there were a bunch of sacks that you could have had last year if the coverage had just held on for another split second, and that might change this year with all the new guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's half me and half them. If I got there, you know, a step quicker, if I was a little bit better with my hands, or, you know, me timing the snap a little bit better, well, I could have got there myself, no matter the coverage. And, you know, we have a symbiotic relationship where I have to do better, and it works for them. And they get more picks, they get more batted balls and more turnovers. And with what they do in the back end, you know, it works for me, you know, helping me have a little bit more time where I don't have to, you know, try and rush or do something out of the ordinary to get there.
How much attention were you paying to the offseason and the moves that the team was making, or did you just kind of step away from it all and kind of have some tunnel vision and get away from it?
Tunnel vision. I was mostly just, you know, working on myself and my diet to try and stay in shape, and, you know, whatever moves they made other than moving me was kind of, you know, just out of my view. I was just trying to make sure I came back, you know, stronger and healthier than before.
Have you gotten to know Tyrod a little bit so far, and what do you think of the tone he's setting over on the other side?
You know, I've seen him at practice. You know, we won't get that too much time to really spend around each other, but, you know, he seems like a good guy. He seems like a good leader. He has a lot of, you know, drive and work ethic, you know, within him, and I like it. You know, it's kind of infectious around that side of the ball, and it's good to see. I think they'll come out with a different attitude.
Miles, starting off last year with the injury and just being a rookie, what you showed on Sundays last year, how would you describe how you think that will compare to what you can show on Sundays this year? How would you describe how much better you think you might be in year two?
10 times better, 15 times better. Now, I'm really...
That'd be pretty good.
That would be pretty good. 75 sacks?
Yeah.
But, just being healthy this year, it's really, you know, about my confidence, just being able to be more mobile, you know, not have anything hold me back. That's, you know, it's helped me, you know, not only bring me confidence, but my teammates confident, knowing that they can, I'm always going to be out there, always going to be working, and there's not going to be any hindrances for this year, and, you know, what we can do, what we can achieve.
And everybody gets better in year two, right? I mean, like, you have some belief of just being in the league a year. You've learned some things, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you learned the pace of the game. You learned, you know, kind of physicality of it. It changes a little bit, and know what teams are going to throw at you. And once you go back and you study a little bit, you know, revamp, you know, what you saw last year, you know, you can make a big impact, or you go downhill. But we're not going to talk about that.
One of the things that Joe Thomas talked about in the final couple years of his career was the studying and attention he paid to his body, as far as, you know, figuring out, you know, things he can do, whether it was yoga, stretching, et cetera, to kind of limber himself up pre- do some injury prevention type stuff. How much did you pick Joe's brain in regards to that, and what, if anything, have you implemented this offseason to maybe help yourself prevent some of those nagging injuries?
I picked his brain a little bit, but also just, you know, watched him and just paid attention to what he did to take care of his body. Coming in and getting certain kind of treatments, and you know, how much he did, and how he ate. And you know, you see it now. He's taking care of his body still, and you know, looking as good as he wants to. But I don't think I'll have to take those measures yet. You know, I'm not that old, but we'll see.
Are you looking forward to getting after Baker Mayfield a little bit and giving him a good rookie indoctrination into the NFL?
Absolutely. You know, you gotta kind of show him how, you know, things are. Show him the ropes a little bit, and you know, once he comes out, you know, stronger and better, then we'll know he'll be ready for the grind and the bright lights.
What's your advice to him being number one pick?
You know, biggest expectations you should have on your shoulders are your own, and that you should you know, just keep focused and keep tunnel vision. You know, nobody else should, you know, be a distraction. You know, it's all about, you know, what you do on Sunday. It's not about, you know, any media attention or, you know, the commercials or anything else outside of that. You know, all of that will come as long as you, you know, work on the field and, you know, have success, win games.
Have you had those discussions with him?
No.
Will you?
Hopefully.
Or you just hope he reads this.
You know, if he does that, not too bad.
What are your thoughts on Hard Knocks and baiting trading camp?
I've never really watched Hard Knocks. I know Greg Williams showed us a clip of it last year when he was on there. But other than that, I didn't really pay attention to the years past or the teams that were on there.
What, does it bother you that they're going to be watching everything?
No, I'm not going to change anything. Whether it's my voice or how I talk or, you know, who I am, they're just going to get all that. And if they don't like it, well, too bad.
Would you have minded it at all as the number one pick in your rookie year, having the cameras around?
There's enough cameras around, as you can see. But, no, not really. I just keep focused and do what I do.
Before the draft, we asked you about what if they took Bradley Chubb, and you said, well, I like my combination with Emmanuel on the other side. Was there a sense of relief that they have confidence that you and Emmanuel are the two guys they want up there?
Absolutely. You know, going with a guy like Chubb, he's a good player, but you have to, you know, rebuild that chemistry. And once you become friends, you know, it's just something that you can't, it's hard to build with another guy. It's not certain it'll happen every time. And I feel like, you know, me and Emmanuel just have, you know, something going that we could take to a higher level next year, knowing that we're both healthy and, you know, both ready to get after and have special years.
What do you know about Chad Thomas's game, and just what kind of rotation you think you guys can have, guys going in and out?
I mean, he's all right. He won't be coming out on my side. I'm not coming out the game.
So it's just going to be him and Emmanuel rotating?
You know, he's been playing on both sides, and he's big enough to play in the middle. So he'll definitely be, you know, in on second and third down. And I'm excited to see what he'll do during OTAs and training camp.
You said you're not coming out of the game. So is that some goal that you have this year, that you're going to play every defensive snap you can?
Well, for me, yeah. I remember the last game of the season, I was – you know, going most of the game. I think I took, you know, 5-10 plays off. And that's my goal, to be on the field as much as possible so I can make as big an impact as possible.
Is that why you changed your body? I mean, is that all part of it?
Definitely. I want to, you know, get better conditions so I could be out there and just make plays, create turnovers.
Miles, you get a mulligan in that Roethlisberger is the first game again this year. Hard to believe you weren't able to play against him last year because he didn't play in the last game, you didn't play in the first game. So is that, should we still hold you to what you said before the draft?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a man of my word, so hopefully I get to meet him on the field and off the field.
Did you watch the first round on draft night, or were you doing something else?
I watched it, and I was paying close attention.
What was that like? You know, you hadn't been, you being that guy the year before and then watching it a year later, what was it like for you?
I was excited. There was someone coming in to help us. So, you know, just seeing that and knowing that these guys can make a big impact for us and go out there and be playmakers for years to come, you know, I was glad to see that they've They made some great picks. And I'm not going to say that anybody that they picked would have been or would have picked would have been non-beneficial, but I feel like these guys can come in and make an impact right away.
Was there an element of surprise?
No.
Like one or four for you?
I called the first five picks. You can ask my dad on that one.
You should start doing mock drafts.
You know, I'm not an expert. The guys feel like they know everything, and I just got lucky. It's kind of like blackjack. If you're feeling lucky, you might as well hit on that 12.
So you had the Browns taking Denzel Ward at four? Did you have inside info in the building?
Maybe a little bit. It probably helped.
Did you do this before the draft even began, or were you doing it as the teams were going on the clock, this is who they're going to take here?
No. I was a day before, I had a little discussion with my family. I felt like I knew who was going to be coming to us.